This is Amy Burke reporting from the 85th National FFA Convention, and with me I have Sierra Hennessy from the Tri-Valley Central FFA chapter in New York. She was recently up on stage at National FFA Convention and received the Model of Innovation Community Development Award. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So your chapter has obviously been very busy this past year, and could you just explain the program that you chose and implemented to be able to be represented on stage and actually receive the award?
We actually had three activities that we did. One was the Willow Project, where we grew and planted over 10,000 willow trees in stream banks to prevent erosion, because our town, we're in two of New York City's greatest watersheds, and our water has to be, like, great so New York can drink it, because they pay 46% of our tax base.
Okay.
And we also did a scholarship for youth continuing on in agricultural education, because one of our former FFA presidents passed away suddenly at the age of 22, so we wanted to promote her memory. And we did we promote character education in FFA, and we do all sorts of fundraisers for it that promote that. And we were selected for Model of Innovation because we traveled to Costa Rica in 2010.
What did you have the opportunity to see and maybe study while in Costa Rica?
In Costa Rica, there's a lot of coffee plantations. That's their number one agricultural crop. And we got to help a community in need. The program we did was the Saints of San Bernardo. And we traveled in the back of trucks for 2 hours up through the rainforest to spend 3 days with the Bernardo family. They're all one community, and we built a community center for them, or we helped build a community center for them. We mixed concrete by hand and laid sidewalks, dug a septic tank to meet it and made it safe for use, and we also prepared the walls for painting.
Wow, so you had three very different programs that came together so that you guys were successful here at the 85th National FFA Convention. And I know that you all did a lot of hard work, but you didn't get here alone. So who is your advisor?
My advisor is Ms. Tara Barasek.
And another way that you all got involved, was it in your entire chapter? Did you also get your community involved?
We also got some community members involved, especially with the Catherine Harth Memorial Scholarship. And with international travel in our school, we allow not only our chapter members, but people from other chapters to travel with us as well. It's open to basically anyone in our community or outside of our community.
It's been a great opportunity, obviously, for your FFA chapter and the community as well, which is what the community development is all about. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Again, that was Sierra Hennessy from the Tri-Valley Central FFA chapter in New York here at the 85th National FFA Convention, the winner of the Community Development Area of Model of Innovation.